Lewis, good morning. Moama Pelo appoints own health crisis team and public protector to respond over Vrede dairy claims. Embattled Northwest Premier Supra Mohamopelo appointed his own team to look into the province's health crisis. This comes after Cabinet decided to place the health department under the administration of the national government in the wake of protests ravaging the province. Mohamopelo on Friday welcomed Cabinet's decision to invoke Section 101B of the Constitution to address his province's crisis. He added he would give his full cooperation to ensure that the health services of the province are normalised. The Premier's spokesperson, Brian Setsombung, said that Mohamopelo appointed a team of three MECs to intervene in the health department. Without giving details, he added that the team had already made strides in its engagement with the National Health Education and Allied Workers Union, NAHAWU. The Public Protector's Office is expected to respond to the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, or CASAC's, claim that Busisiwe Mkhwebane is incapable of investigating the Gupta-linked Vrede Dairy project. ENCA reports CASAC accuses her of protecting ANC Secretary-General Ace Magashule and former Minister Mosebenzi Zwane. It says she deliberately watered down her report on the farm project. CASAC is questioning Mkhwebane's integrity after she changed her tune and said she's now willing to investigate Magashule and Zwane. It is suspected Zwane facilitated the deal that saw the disappearance of millions of rands intended for black farmers in the area. And the government is being encouraged to move with speed to implement the national minimum wage of 3,500 a month, which was set to be announced this May Day. The Federation of Unions of South Africa, FEDUSA, called on government to push through the parliamentary process relating to the National Minimum Wage Act. However, rival South African Federation of Unions, SAFTU, led by Zwelinzima Mavavi, is warning of mass protests. FIN24 reports government is currently considering the National Minimum Wage Bill, the Labour Relations Bill and the Basic Conditions of Employment Bill, which are expected to introduce the National Minimum Wage. Organised labour, represented by Trade Union Federations FEDUSA, the Congress of South African Trade Unions and the National Council of Trade Unions, wanted a minimum wage of 26 rand an hour. However, it settled for 20 rand an hour following protracted negotiations with various stakeholders over a two-year period. FEDUSA said in a statement it is keenly aware that 3,500 rand a month minimum wage is less than ideal living wage, but will certainly lift an estimated 4.5 million workers currently earning below that amount out of abject poverty. Your top story at this hour: embattled Northwest Premier Supra Mohamopelo appointed his own team to look into the province's health crisis. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.